Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week here on Building the Bakken Radio, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. Building the Bakken Radio is not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about the facts of the energy industry. Building the Bakken is about the people, the community, and the industry, those who are involved with the evolution of the Bakken oil field and the oil and gas industry. On today's episode of Building the Bakken, we talk with Tessa Sandstrom from the North Dakota Petroleum Council about the annual meeting coming up here. William Prentice gives us an update from the Davis Refinery. Jordan Huey from TEG Solutions talks about their natural gas innovation. Plus, much, much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Mind blown, your mind blown, show you something. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, Tessa Sandstrom with the North Dakota Petroleum Council. I did want to ask you guys about Hurricane Harvey, some of the impacts happening with that. I got a press release from you guys involving Texas Oil and Gas Commission down there, the association, which if you go to thecrudelife.com, we have those links for the Red Cross and some of the other Salvation Army, those types of outfits where they're asking to donate to that. Without, you know, obviously they're miles and miles away, but the oil and gas communities really are connected and that sort of thing. Are you hearing anything from companies, that sort of thing, in terms of the social responsibility and just the cleanup effort and that sort of thing? What are you guys hearing around your office in terms of helping out and North Dakota being a part of it down there?
When we first decided to kick off this charity drive, we talked about raising these or gathering these materials to send down to Texas, but we realized that there's also a need right here at home, and so we decided to work with the Texas Oil and Gas Association to find out what kind of things they need. So far, our members alone, their companies have donated, I believe it's upwards of $3 million to help with relief efforts. Many of those companies have headquarters down in Houston or in that area, and so it's definitely impacted them and their employees. Several have relief funds set up to help their employees and others that are affected. Volunteers, they've amped up their volunteer programs within their companies to provide matching donations for those who volunteer, and there's a number of different moving components. Westcon Bilfinger here in Bismarck, they sent down a few trucks last week, I believe, to drop off some needed supplies, and I know others have considered doing the same, but logistically, we know that's kind of tough to send a lot of truckloads down there, so we also want to work with them and get them the monetary support so they can purchase the goods they need as well.
I just think it's amazing that we live in a day and age where people up in North Dakota can actually contribute and help and be a part of a relief effort down in
Texas, down in Houston, Texas, and knowing that a little can go a long way. That really is. And thank you for naming some of those companies and some of those things, because the one thing that I truly love about the oil and gas industry is they don't really care about getting credit. They just kind of like to help out and move on. And, you know, it's almost like part of who they are. Am I out of line for saying that, Tessa, or is that kind of the oil and gas motto, is that we like to give, but don't give us a lot of credit for it?
They give so much that we don't hear about, even I don't hear about till long after the fact. And it's just amazing how much these folks will go out of the way to help somebody else. Now, when we do different talks or seminars and people ask what they love most about working in the industry, I think probably 9 times out of 10, the first comment that comes out of people's mouth is the people that they work with. Definitely some of the most generous and kind people that I've ever encountered. And it's always humbling and just great to be a part of that.
Well put, well put. True capitalists, I tell you that. Make money and give back. One more question here. Tessa Sandstrom, North Dakota Petroleum Council. As long as we have you on, might as well talk about the annual meeting coming up here in the just a couple weeks away. Just kind of give us the overview. Are you guys sold out, or can people still come? Who's speaking, headlining, that sort of thing? Just kind of a brief overview, if you will, of the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting coming up.
Yes, our annual meeting will be, we're taking it east again this year over to Grand Forks, September 26th through the 28th. We have about a day and a half of great speakers, several networking events. Among our speakers, we'll have, I believe, Governor Doug Burgum is planning to attend. Stephen Moore, he's an economist with the Heritage Foundation and has also been a contributor on Fox News and served as an advisor to President Donald Trump. We'll also have Vincent DeVito with the Energy Department or BLM. He is kind of the key person who's going to help coordinate a lot of the energy moves toward energy independence. And so it'll be great to hear from him and what their visions are for the energy industry. Helen Curry is another big speaker that we have. She's coming from ConocoPhillips, and she's an economist with that company, and she'll give us a little bit of an outlook on the oil market and what we can expect to see in the future, both nationally as well as internationally. So a lot of good things coming up. I could probably talk for, a solid hour about all the people speaking, but it's always a great event. Registration is still open for both participants and sponsors, and we do allow on-site registration as well. So if you find out you can make it that Tuesday, come on over.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tessa Sandstrom from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out online at crudelife.com. That's crudelife.com. Or follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason. This is Building the Bakken Radio. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And please follow our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. Listen to us on iTunes as well. Search The Crude Life. New and free downloads every single week on iTunes. Search for The Crude Life on iTunes.
Last, if you don't take off your mask, when the outside's chilly, the inside is warm, you've been wishing you'd never been born. All I can say is that you try to behave and try not to get your mind blown. Something that's never been shown. Mind blown, your mind blown, and that's all you need to know. Oh.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, about the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota. Dakota Access Pipeline, how that was kind of the way down to the Gulf. You mentioned about how the Gulf has kind of affected North Dakota's downstream production, but reiterate that a little bit. And have you compared or just thought of what would have happened or what it would be like if the refinery was up and running and something like this happened where there was a choke point in one of the, whether it's in Chicago or down in Texas, wherever it might be, how that Davis refinery would play into helping the rest of the nation through this time?
Well, you know, unfortunately, the Davis refinery is going to be relatively small compared to, you know, all the capacity on the Gulf Coast, but the fact that you have a single storm idling 3 million barrels per day of capacity is a great example of how vulnerable our energy industry is because of the concentration of those types of assets in a single location. Another example is Southern California, where you have, I think, well over a million, if not close to 2 million barrels per day of capacity that would be in trouble in the event of a major earthquake. It's not safe to have all of these plants in one spot. It's safer for the industry, for the economy, to have this this kind of asset spread out through the country, where it's not vulnerable like that. You know, as a businessman, I have to say that if we were in operation today, given what's happened over the last week, the price of crude oil has gone down significantly. The price or the value in the market of the refined products has gone up significantly. So we, as a business, would be making a great deal of money right now. And, you know, that's just the way the industry works, the private sector works. But, you know, the overriding message here is the vulnerability of that industry to this type of concentration. And of course, you know, our philosophy of establishing a niche refinery closer to the crude oil resource is a way around that in the future as we develop more of these projects.
William Prentice, CEO of Meridian Energy Group, spearheading the Davis Refinery, Belfield, North Dakota, up in the Bakken shale play. And I wanted to ask you a quick question, if you had some time, quickly about the, or not quickly, if you have time, great, elaborate, about the synthetic miner source. We've talked about that in the past. And, you know, I'll be honest, I was out at the Bakken barbecue and we're talking to some different people. And it seems like whenever the refinery comes up, and 99% of the comments are positive. The economic development, the stability of jobs, the fact that, you know, the flower shops and the coffee shops and the restaurants are going to have more people and more families and more employees, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The one thing that usually does come up is this emissions, if you will. We'll call it emissions. And I've talked to the Department of Health. I've talked to Terry O'Clair at the Department of Health, and there hasn't seemed to have been any issues that they've told me about, and they have no reason to lie to me. You guys have talked to me about the synthetic miner source. I've talked to your engineers from SEH to Zia Engineers, and so far, I mean, the message seems to be pretty good, but yet there's still that 1% out there that seems to constantly bring that up. And to me, I'm just, I don't know how to communicate to them. I don't know if the scrutiny is even deserved. Are you getting this too, or am I out on an island on this?
Well, yeah, if you don't mind a somewhat lengthy answer, it is an interesting subject, because when we first, we filed our initial air quality permit application with the Department of Health in October of 2016, that 1% of people who didn't really believe that we could be a minor source was more like 99% of the people we talked to just didn't believe it. And the fact is, you know, you go with an entire industry trying not to have to spend too much money on upgrades and so forth, and kind of getting by. The history in refining has been one of relatively high pollution, and air quality has been the major issue in most refineries around the country. There hasn't been a major refinery built in 40 years, so we have the advantage over everybody in the industry of starting with an empty field and a blank sheet of paper, and we can do whatever we want. So why not build the cleanest refinery in the world? Why not take the last 40 years of advances in technology within hydrocarbon processing, information technology, machining technology? All of these things can go into making a project much more efficient and much better designed. And at a very fundamental level, pollution is really inefficiency and poor design. In a project that's 60 years old, you're stuck with the way things had to be built 60 years ago. But even simple things like pipe flanges can be done to such a high degree of exactitude right now that leaks are relatively non-existent compared to a pipe flange installed in a refinery 50 years ago. So all of this adds up to the ability to dial down the amount of emissions from every single aspect of the refinery. And the net result, a year ago, when we added up our first series of emissions inventories on the initial designs, we ourselves were shocked at the degree to which we could push this down. And when we figured out that we could do things a certain way and make this a synthetic minor source, we were overjoyed. You know, we think this is going to change the industry. Then we began the process of working with the Department of Health, and they were very skeptical that we could do this. And it's been, 10 months now that we've been working with them. And in the process of coming up with answers to every single one of their questions, we have spent an enormous amount of money on additional engineering, far greater than you would normally expect to spend on engineering for a project at this stage. But as a result, we have a much stronger project. Based partially on the interaction with the Department of Health, we made major design changes in the second phase of the refinery early this year. And as a result of those design changes, we submitted a revised application in April to the Department of Health. That gave rise to another wave of questions and responses. And during the course of this past 10 months, we've managed to make believers out of nearly everyone that we're dealing with. I think a lot of people that are concerned about the park will probably never be believers in this. We'll have to be in operation for years to show them that we've done what we said we could do. But, you know, everybody else, we've been able to benefit from just hard engineering and showing what can be done with modern technology. And we are, in fact, going to be building the cleanest refinery on this planet. And we're going to be proud of it. And I think when the smoke clears, the Department of Health is going to be proud of the contribution they made to this project.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
I'm glad I don't live too
music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Jordan Huey with TEG Solutions. And from the Bakken Conference via the Facebook, we have Jordan Huey with TEG Solutions. Thank you for joining us today, Jordan. How are you?
You bet. I'm doing great. How are you?
Nice North Dakota accent. Where are you out of, my man?
Out of El Reno, Oklahoma.
El Reno?
Yes, sir.
El Reno, Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
So you're coming up here to North Dakota, the Bakken. Talk about your company and what it is you guys are doing in the oil and gas world.
Sure. We are a natural gas dehydration service company focusing on the triethylene glycol dehydration units. We service maintenance. We recycle triethylene glycol and also teach training schools on how to operate your dehys.
So you primarily are natural gas?
Absolutely,
okay,
yes. Only natural gas.
So I'm going to ask you a question about how is business? Because the natural gas, okay, so natural gas, it's tough economically at times. But what's happening with the new innovation with companies like TEG Solution is they've created these products to help capture that natural gas and turn it into a commodity of some kind of product. A lot of companies were a little bit leery in 2012, 2010 because they had this new fracking horizontal drilling revolution happening. So the cost was a little bit uncertain. Did you find that people were a little bit like, okay, you got a science project, but now that you have the science project results, people are like, okay, let's see the results now. How much money are you saving? Did you guys have to go through that a little bit?
No, we really didn't.
Okay.
We'd been around for a while before we started TEG Solutions. We're well after the drilling. After equipment has been set and you have either a gas processing facility or sometimes you have a dehy in the field at a wellhead or something, once that equipment is set, we come in and we do the maintenance and the service and the teaching on that specific equipment.
I see. Okay, okay. And so how many shale plays are you guys in right now?
We work all over the country.
Okay.
Up here, of course, Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, and then the Marcellus and Utica as well.
Are more oil companies using these natural gas capturing transmissional things?
Yes, sir. You know, the infrastructure has been set up for a lot longer in Oklahoma and Texas, mm-hmm. and over in the Utica Marcellus plays. It's coming along here. We'd obviously like to see more of it, but it takes money, and they make most of their money on the oil side. So if oil prices go up, I think that we'll see that infrastructure to go in and want to capture the gas and make money on mm-hmm. the gas as well.
So who specifically would be your customer? Would it be the oil company? Would it be the midstream company?
Yeah, midstream companies, Enable Midstream.
Whoever writes us a check.
That's right. What can I get you today? Kinder Morgan up here is a good customer.
Okay.
We've done some work for Crestwood up here as well. There's Targa Resources is up here. We've taught some training and cleaned some dehis for them.
Okay.
Don't do a whole lot of work, but those three, for the most part, are our main customers up here.
How about down in Texas? So you got some customers down there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All the big boys. Enable, again. We do a little bit for Chesapeake.
Okay.
Northern Natural Gas, Southern Star Central Gas Pipeline.
Is there any particular Texas shale play that you're in more than the other, like West Texas?
Permian Basin,
okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Barnett, it seems to have dried up some.
Eagleford,
we don't do much in
okay.
the Eagleford. A little bit, teaching classes and recycling glycol there.
Okay.
But most of our other work is in the Permian.
Okay. All right, Jordan Hewley with TEG Solutions. Final thoughts, anything that we missed, anything you want to reiterate and make sure you let people know how to reach you and get your business, if you will, because, hey, we're here to make money. We're here to connect information together. We're here to bring information from the top all the way down to the bottom and vice versa, from the bottom to the top. So let's find out how people can use you and what it is
sure.
you guys can do.
You can find us on the web at www.tegsol.com. And my phone number is 405-274-6275.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jordan Hewley with TEG Solutions or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. It's now time for the Weekly Word with Professor Stephen Hines, energy columnist and owner of the Word Merchant. Today, I did want to ask you about National Geographic seems to be getting political these days. They had that fracking hell story, which is a little bit, I don't know. Did you see this? Talk to me about it. Is National Geographic and some of these other neutral publications, are they starting to throw their hat in the political ring here?
No, they have a new owner, and I'm just as we're talking right now. Like a lot of media assets are being swallowed up. So, and that's certainly true for National Geographic. So, I think what's happened that somehow their focus has been changed to sort of bringing the outside world to other people, and it has become a political voice. And, you know, and it's very troubling, honestly. I don't know if it's because of the, you know, just the hardcore numbers, and that is their readership is shrinking, and they have to figure out a way to... It's owned by 21st Century Fox, as it turns out, which is now a climate change denier, but, you know, you can't tell it, so they must be given... you know, some kind of freedom to do what they will, because otherwise it's hard to explain the National Geographic piece they just released about 50 minutes called Fracking Hell, and it's set in Williston about 3 or 4 years ago during the sort of the Wild West days of fracking and all of those problems it created for North Dakota to begin with. And what's so troubling about this piece, Fracking Hell, is it really has nothing to do with Williston today. It's the world has settled down. North Dakota has swallowed their problems, I think, and it's really worked their way out of many of the problems created by, you know, lack of housing and all these other issues that faced in that gold rush. So, you know, it's hard to explain right now. A lot of publications have been given, you know, they're ahead, and even though they're owned by bigger organizations, and so that I guess it says a lot about 21st century that they're letting National Geographic do what they will, but it's troubling journalism nonetheless. So, you know, I'm very encouraged in a certain way, although it's very disappointing to watch. There was a couple stories, I think I even sent one to you from the Washington Post. And, you know, and again, it's going back to trying to, what can we, with a story really about...
For more information on Professor Stephen Hines, the Word Merchant, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, for his contact information. That's our website, thecrudelife.com, for links to Professor Stephen Hines' contact information. And that was Professor Stephen Hines with The Weekly Word.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Justin Kringsted, the director for the North Dakota Pipeline Authority.
Well, it sounds like you guys at least have a handle on it with some increased things, and the discussions are at least happening. And I'm going to bring up another one that, again, this is going to be a little bit more on the speculative side, and I'm not sure if you've been having discussions about this or not, but the jobs. I talked to Cindy Sanford. I talked to, in fact, Jeff Simon yesterday, Cindy Sanford with Job Service North Dakota, and Jeff Simon with the Western Dakota Energy Association. And they talked about the hiring going on out in the Bakken and how they still are and they need workers and that sort of thing. And then this type of thing happens, and there's going to be some relief and some cleanup and that sort of thing happening down south. Back in 2009, 2010, when the Bakken was at its height, we could attract workers because the economy was in a national recession. This last go-around, the thing I'm hearing from the people out in the Bakken is there's not a recession, so we're having some trouble getting workers. I see something like this happening where there's a social responsibility at the root of a lot of this. Down in the oil and gas capital of United States, you know, they often say Houston is the energy capital. We're already having some squeeze on trying to fill employment, and this might actually, you know, take some more and for good cause. But you understand where I'm getting at? Has that been talked about at all?
Over the last several days since the hurricane and some of these events evolving, I've not participated in any of those discussions, but I can see exactly where you're going in that. You know, I'm just looking at it now. We'll just use the refineries that are down, for example. That's going to take a very specialized workforce to be brought back into those refineries when it's safe to do so. Do the cleanup, any maintenance, any repair work that needs to be done. And again, those are highly specialized workers that are being likely drawn from other places of the U.S. And especially in the fall months, it's typically a time period where we see a lot of refinery turnarounds around the U.S. And again, having those workforce diverted to respond to this incident, it will have an impact. As far as directly on North Dakota, that I don't have any details or any more color for you, but it likely will be an issue that we'll notice here in the coming weeks and months.
Justin Kringstad, North Dakota Pipeline Authority. We're talking about just kind of the ripple effect happening from Hurricane Harvey down in Texas. You know, obviously North Dakota is now connected with Texas through our economies, through our natural resources, just that whole, ecosystem when it comes to an energy economy. You know, we've got our Bakken, but at the same time, that is connected to these other shale plays across the United States. So we're just kind of going a brief overview of some of the ways that the Hurricane Harvey could impact the Bakken through a variety of different ways. And that's kind of what we kind of speculated on some things, or even prognosticated, if you will, because I do believe a few things that, if not all the things that you and I talked about today, Justin, will come to fruition throughout time. It's just that it's so immediate right now that they're still in the, like I said, the cleanup phase, the assessment phase, a lot of those different phases. So I do see where this ripple is going to impact North Dakota. Is that a fair statement to say at this point, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely correct. But, you know, we're still less than a week out from this incident starting. Once we know more in the coming days as specialists and companies are able to assess the damages that have been done, what type of time frames there may be before the refineries are starting to be brought online. Once that information starts coming out, we may get a much better picture for what the near future is going to look like in the industry as a whole.
All right. Well, any final thoughts, any final words, anything that we left out, any question I didn't ask about that would be in relation to, you know, the Bakken, North Dakota, and the ripple impact that Hurricane Harvey could have with the oil and gas facilities down in Texas being impacted and shutting down?
Not that I can think of. You know, one aspect that I don't track as closely, I'm typically on the upstream side of the world, the production, the transportation and processing, you know, looking ahead at, again, in the coming weeks and months, the product supply side. And so with those refineries being down, what does that mean for the Midwest as a whole as far as product availability? We do have localized refining in North Dakota, two refineries. We've got Minnesota, Montana. However, with that large of a disruption, there's going to be product that's going to be pulled out of the Midwest to serve the East Coast, the southern portion of the U.S. And so, you know, that's going to be another development to continue watching is the actual product side, the gasoline markets, the diesel fuel markets, and how this is going to shake out in the coming weeks.
To listen to the full-length interview with Justin Kringsted with the North Dakota Pipeline Authority or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out online at crudelife.com and on Facebook, facebook.com/thecrudelife. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
We're kind of like that girl. We're kind of like that. We're kind of like that. We're kind of like that.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. That concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oil Field Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.